Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Well, welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we're going back to our deserted island, and I have the good pleasure of sending one of my very good friends to this deserted island. We have with us Dr. Sean Lucas. Dr. Lucas is the senior minister of First Presbyterian Church in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and he is also an associate professor of what is my favorite subject, church history, at Reformed Theological Seminary. He is the author of many books, and I have known Sean for 3 decades, I think, and he is a good friend, and I'm happy to send him off to an island. So, Dr. Lucas, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Now, this is an interesting island. It's a rather theologically engaged island. We have on here already the works of Augustine, of Calvin, of Luther, and of Edwards, and thanks to Carl Truman, we are now stocked with a complete set of the works of Derek Thomas. So, on top of those books, what would be your top 5 choices?
Well, my first book wouldn't even be a theological book. It would actually be Wendell Berry's novel, Jaber Crow, which, as you well know, that novel tells the story of Jaber Crow, who was the town barber for Port William. But through that novel, you not only get introduced to the entire Port William membership, but you also gain a lot of insight into the nature of loving one's enemies, into the nature of calling, the relationship between the sacred and the secular. Berry explores a number of theological themes, wittingly or unwittingly, that make it a particularly powerful novel.
I was hoping, I knew Wendell Berry would be on the list somewhere, and there he pops up. This is the great Kentucky poet, essayist, novelist, and farmer, Wendell Berry. All right, so we got Wendell Berry. What's number 2?
Well, number 2 and 3 go together because they both deal with J. Gresham Machen, who's one of my top figures in church history. One's by Machen, Christianity and Liberalism, which is the classic evaluation of liberalism, but also, as Daryl Hart rightly points out, it's also a wonderful primer in doctrine.
It is.
And so it's one of those books that I try to make sure that seminarians read before they leave seminary. And then the other book that goes with it is Daryl's biography, D.G. Hart's biography, Defending the Faith.
Yes.
J. Gresham Machen and the Crisis of Modern Protestantism, which when I first read that in 1993, I thought it was the perfect academic book. And it was also just a powerful and many times moving portrayal of a person wrestling with faith, wrestling with history, coming out the other side in order to defend biblical Christianity.
Machen is an admirable figure from church history. We should read his life, read his book. Great choices. We're up to 3. Number 4?
Well, the number 4 is another novel, and this is a bad confession. I'm sure Carl will track me down, but I'm a Janeite, and so Pride and Prejudice would be my 4th choice.
And you and Burke Parsons. I just learned the other day that Burke Parsons is a big Jane Eyre fan.
Well,
so Pride and Prejudice.
Yes. So Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice. And part of the reason why that's such a wonderful novel, I read it probably every other year, is that you not only have a wonderful description of manners in pre-Victorian England, but there's a number of themes of class, society, and there's just some great lines, some great characters. So that's always been a favorite. And then the last book is a book that I read every year, and it's William Still's The Work of the Pastor. And particularly as I'm back in congregational ministry, have been for the last 6 years at First Pres Hattiesburg, I find that that book not only reminds me to keep the main thing when it comes to pastoral ministry, the ministry of the word and prayer, but it's also wonderfully encouraging because Still reminds us the gospel does its work.
It's great. Well, I hope you enjoy your books, enjoy your time on the deserted island, and thanks for being with us. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.